everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime for December the 2nd, right? And I'm your host, Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
That's right. We're back in the saddle. Let's roll with it. Black Friday's over. Turkey Day's over. All that good shit is time to get down to some true crime time. But I love this. The weather's cold. Y'all, sound might be a little bit different today. That's okay. We're in the process of finishing the studio at our place in the country, but Cindy will make it sound the best that it can sound, right?
Yes.
And so you just deal with it for just maybe one or two episodes until we have all the tables and everything set up.
Yeah.
Right? Cindy's literally sitting on the floor and I'm bending over talking to a microphone in a broken chair. But we're getting it done because we love y'all. And thank you so much for liking and listening and sharing and all that good podcaster shit.
Love all the reviews.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. And the numbers don't lie, people. It's no. Amazing that people like to hear a husband and wife be stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
That's, we're not here to sound like geniuses and Einsteins and NASA, whatever. We're just here
being ourselves.
Chilling and being ourselves.
Being ourselves and the holiday season really, really starts now because everybody's going away.
Yeah.
And for at least a couple weeks. Right? So let's get down some true crime time for Monday, December the 2nd. Cindy, roll with it.
All right. I remember a couple of years ago when Denham, a kid, stole a bus and was flying through town. Remember that? Yeah. How old was he?
I don't remember. Well, not old, like 10 or 11.
How old were you when you started driving?
Shit, I don't know. I used to drive around, and I used to go to town when I was like 12 years old and buy beer for my dad on Sundays. Yeah. And they didn't even sell beer.
Yeah, really?
I was driving when young as fuck, right?
Literally. Yeah. We could walk in. I was 5, and my mom would write me a note. Please give her a pack of Benson and Hedges regular deluxe ultralights.
Yeah, well, you couldn't get away with that shit nowadays. They'd be calling in, whoever they call in, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
Well, this is a 12-year-old little boy who led police on a brief chase after he stole his grandfather's car.
Uh-oh.
And it was 160 miles across the Washington Mountains.
All right, now I've had some pretty long-ass pursuits. The longest one was for like an hour, but we were only going like 10 miles an hour, and the guy was throwing a whole meth lab out the window.
Right.
I can't imagine. Well, you know what? They must have known he was a kid or something and didn't want to spike strip him or whatever.
Right.
I'm assuming you're in the mountains, right?
So on Wednesday, November 27th, of course, he's unidentified because he's a minor, but he was arrested and taken into custody by the Grant County Sheriff's Office after the Issaquah Police Department notified deputies that he had stolen his grandfather's car.
Nice.
Reminds me of you pulling out of your dad with your daddy's Lincoln and hitting the gas.
Every night, my parents would go to bed at 9 o'clock, and I'd climb out the bathroom window, and the house was on top of the hill, and I'd get in my daddy's Lincoln and put it in neutral and let it coast all the way down to the highway and crank it up and go do some bad shit.
And then
shit.
You'd roll by my house and I'd run down my driveway with April.
And I ended up getting busted at the end of that. And not one night. I did it probably a year and a half before I got busted.
Yeah, I mean, we did.
But I didn't do this. But go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So upon being informed that the boy had connection to Moses Lake and might head, you always say like criminals head to their
home.
Head to the Grant County area. The sheriff's motor traffic unit went looking for the car and found it around 10:20 a.m. parked at the curb of the 900th block of Lowry Street in the Larson community.
Okay.
So the 12-year-old driver then led deputies on a short pursuit that safely ended near Randolph Road and State Route 17 when a deputy applied the PIT maneuver.
PIT.
Yes.
It's not PIT.
Okay. Well, it's all capitalized.
Everybody doesn't know PIT maneuver. You come up on the rear panel of their car, and you take the nose of your car and you slam it into the rear panel right by the rear tire, and it makes them spin out and they lose control. They can't control it. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, he apparently, like I said before, had driven a total of 161 miles before.
Whenever he got gas money, Papa must have had a full tank
of
gas.
He must have been your daddy.
Yeah, my daddy. Shit, I can't get it. My daddy's in his 80s, and anytime we go somewhere, the first thing he does is look at my gas money. How much gas you got?
Yeah, but by the grace of God, no one was hurt or injured in the chase, and there was minimal damage done to the vehicle.
And usually when they do the pit maneuver, they figure it's the lesser two evils. Yes, you're going to fuck up your cop car, but it's better than letting this guy run through a red light and kill somebody.
Exactly.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Was somebody made a comment saying, how does a 12-year-old know how to drive a car? And my thought about that is our 5-year-old was driving cars, trucks up and down.
Yeah, right.
Holly Grove.
Sit them on your lap, and now they got video games and everything else. Yeah. So, okay. All right, let's go to something else I used to do a lot of, which I used to go golfing.
Oh, that could have been planes, trains, and automobiles.
Oh, hold on.
Well, let's just press it for fun.
That's pretty easy, little 12-year-old bastard still eating grandpa's shit. You know that dude's in the world of shit now.
Oh, he's probably a hero at school.
Yeah, I know. He's locked up in the reformatory. All right. Well, yeah, I used to golf a lot. And then I didn't. Because I had too many other hobbies, including scuba diving and hunting and fishing and whatever. And I still play once or twice a year. And then last year, we played in the Sheriff's Arts Tournament. And I had bought a brand new set of golf clubs and somebody stole them.
Yeah.
Not a Sheriff's Arts Tournament, but whatever. I got the driver out of it at least.
Yeah, it's only because your son had stolen that before.
Yeah, he had taken my driver. Yeah, but anyway. So let me tell you about another guy. He's a golfer. You know, you go to the golf course, it's a nice day. You want to golf and maybe drink a beer or two and, you know, just get a little exercise and some fresh air and shit, right? And then, you know, let people play through if you're playing slow and just nice. And everybody's just golfing and having a good time, except for Brian Hitobieto, Hitebeitel. This dude was viciously attacked in a random act of violence and he was killed, y'all, at the Sand Hill Crane Golf Club in West Palm Beach on November the 25th. Yeah, that's where Aggie lives now.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's a very
ritzy,
right?
Yeah.
Well-to-do area.
Yeah.
So then they arrest this dude for killing the man with his own golf clubs.
Oh my gosh.
I guess his kids didn't take his golf clubs. But they arrest him for killing him with his own golf clubs on that course we told y'all about in West Palm Beach. And this is per the Palm Beach Gardens Police Department arrest report. So a guy named Junior Boucher, 36, was charged with first degree murder for the death of Brian. I'm not going to fuck up Brian's name anymore. Brian was 65.
Oh,
he's living his best years, right? And but guess what? He didn't come home from golfing. So his family reports him missing. And evidently they reported him missing an hour before the murder, before he was viciously attacked in that random act of violence I told y'all about. So according to the police department affidavit, a witness heard Brian Hitobieto shouting, "He's trying to kill me," while he's running away from Boucher, who was waving the golf club. Now, Boucher, who was previously arrested on unrelated drug and domestic battery charges, began striking Brian in the head with a golf club.
Oh,
now, let me tell you something. You could be the baddest motherfucker in the world. You get hit in the head with, it didn't matter if it's a putter or a driver or whatever, with a golf club, you going down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he hits him in the head with a golf club, and Boucher then chases Brian toward a pond on the golf course. It's his first hole, all right? Boucher continued to hit Brian in the pond. So Brian jumps in the pond to get away from this dude.
Right.
And he continues to hit him in the pond. Then, in the water, Boucher jumped on top of Brian and appeared to be choking him.
Wow.
Right? So, once Brian was no longer moving, Boucher struck him in the head several more times. Then guess what Boucher did?
Cut out and walked out.
Yep, you're right on part of it. He exited the water and stripped off his clothes. He got naked. Yep. You can't make this shit up. So, naturally, everybody's got a cell phone and somebody called the cops, who responded to the scene, and they found Boucher naked, and he ran like a little bitch. Ran like a little bitch. Butt naked on the golf course. In Palm Beach, motherfucker, where are you going?
Yeah.
Right? You just killed a dude.
He's going for insanity.
So, and it's not funny, but officers then went to Brian, the victim, and took him out of the pond, and he was found with multiple deep lacerations to the back of the head and on his body, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, Boucher, he ran like a little bitch, tried to haul ass from the cops, but was arrested only after the use of an electronic control weapon. So they tasered the fuck out of him.
Oh, and his neck and wet.
And then they took him into custody after that short foot pursuit. I bet you somebody's got video of this. So they said, at this time, it does not appear that Boucher had any legitimate purpose for being at the golf course. This appears to be a random act of violence where Boucher used the victim's golf clubs as weapons and viciously attacked the victim, ultimately killing him. And this, according to the press conference. And authorities are still investigating the murder, and note they do not know of any connection between Boucher and Brian. You know, isn't that crazy?
That's very sad.
I mean.
But Boucher shouldn't have even been at the country club.
Boucher must have been too much meth.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally at the first hole. Everybody's waiting to tee the fuck off, and you take your shit. Just get a club from him and run it. I mean, Boucher wasn't the one that ran like a little bitch. Boucher used the oldest defense known to man. He hauls ass.
Yeah.
To the point where he gets in a pond, thinks he's going to get away. But Boucher wasn't having any of it.
I just don't. And then he got
naked.
I would just like to see the video, see how many. I mean, I'm assuming nobody was there watching it, breaking it up. People don't interfere.
I don't know about people not interfering. I bet you $1 million they got video out the ass, not only from the golf course, but from somebody is like, holy fuck, this is going to go viral, right? But maybe they weren't thinking. Maybe they thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people just don't realize, you know, murder or whatever when they see it most of the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Wow.
But our hearts and prayers go out to that dude and his family.
For sure. Brian, that's the last thing he expected. Waking up, they love to golf.
They do that.
That's their peace and tranquility.
You know who Paige Spiernak is? Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had 3 different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first 4 boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Well,
you need to look her up. She's a golf influencer.
Oh, okay.
She played for San Diego State and someone else, and then she played professionally, and now she's got a lot. She's like an influencer, and she has lots of people that hate on her because of the way she dresses and stuff like that.
Oh, I think I know.
She's probably fucking 40 years old or something.
Oh.
But she does like instructional shit and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, the whole time you were talking, I was thinking of Tiger Woods' wife attacking him with his golf club.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, many, many years ago.
I don't know about that. All right, your turn.
Well, this is very disturbing. There was a woman found dismembered with rosary beads inside of a suitcase after her boyfriend has sent concerning messages.
So she's inside the suitcase.
With rosary beads.
And she'd be dead.
And she's dismembered, I'm assuming.
Oh, dismembered, yeah.
So sad. Authorities have charged a man with murder after finding a Florida woman's remains inside a suitcase across state lines.
Okay.
So police in Georgia found the body of Carmen Elsa Escalante Carrera, 29, inside a suitcase on October 31st, days after she disappeared from her Florida home, and her boyfriend, 41-year-old Jorge Javier Quintero, has been charged with first-degree murder, according to the arrest affidavit of Orange County Sheriff's Office. And the investigation began on October 29th after Quintero reportedly sent a concerning text message or messages to a friend who then found a bathtub covered in blood.
Nice.
Well, and a bloody knife in his Orlando residence.
Yeah.
Authorities responding to the scene found bloody clothes, again, and a bloody bathtub, alongside notes appearing to be suicide notes. Okay. The investigation later led police to another apartment where the couple were soon to move in together. Mm. And that apartment had bloody towels and bloody spots on the walls.
Nice.
But neither Quintero or Carrera could be located. So then on October 31st, U.S. Marshals located Quintero in Saraland, Alabama, right, and shot him during an encounter. And he was taken to the hospital in critical but stable condition. And then later that day, Georgia authorities discovered a grisly scene on a road, which was the suitcase.
Bad scenes can they have?
I know. And then that's where they found the suitcase with her dismembered naked body with a power cord around her neck and rosary beads. I mean, did
why is the power cord around your neck if it's all cut up?
It says an autopsy later determined that she died from ligature strangulation.
Yeah, so he strangled her, then he cut her up.
And then he cut her up
in the suitcase.
Yes.
And then took her wherever, right?
And he was arrested on Monday, November 25th, and of course charged with first-degree murder and fraudulent use of personal identification information. And yeah, that's
holy shit,
sad.
Man, nothing ruin the holidays like that. Man, that is horribly sad.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but you know, I like a little Uber Eats.
I know you like a lot of Uber
Eats. Only when I'm
out of town.
People don't, go out of town, go to work. They don't want to have to drive to a restaurant and all that bullshit and sit there and I'll just scroll through Uber Eats and DoorDash, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And got memberships to both. But, scroll through and find me the best local shit.
Yes.
Usually. And, just do it. I'm going to do it for hours and then get them delivered. I know, I'm telling the rest of the world. And then I get it delivered and never have to leave my room. Because really, I'm an introvert, y'all. You don't know that, but I'm an introvert. But, a lot of times they fuck up your order.
Yeah.
They do. They'll be like, you got to check your shit when it comes to the door. And they don't give a fuck. They're dropping it off. And they're hustling to make the next delivery.
Right.
Where the restaurant doesn't send it. Then you can't, you want to wait another hour and 45 minutes for them to deliver the wing sauce you didn't get or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, not in this case. So in New Jersey, an Uber Eats driver was going to deliver a burrito.
A burrito. Okay.
And I'll tell you what happened. All right. So the Uber Eats driver in New Jersey learned that this blazing hot burrito he was rushing out to get delivered wasn't quite what it seemed. No, you know about this?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it's like a Sonic situation.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. So the Uber Eats driver goes to the restaurant, right? Lynnwald, New Jersey, and to pick up the burrito meal order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from the restaurant. And he was going to deliver it to Glassboro, but he stopped in Washington Township because that shit he had was stinking.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you deliver all kinds of stinky ass food, like kimchi and
right,
shit like that.
Right.
But what do you think would be stinking so bad? You're like, I'm going to buy every motherfucking Uber Eats rule in the world. I got to see what's in this package. Now, just for your knowledge, cocaine, it has a smell, but it's not like an overpowering smell or meth or none of those have a smell. Maybe when you're smoking it, but if it's wrapped up in a package.
Yeah.
No. So this dude stops in Washington Township and he opens a package. And it is a big ass burrito that was a bag of marijuana.
Yeah, when you said it was stinking, I figured it was pot.
Because, I guess he knew about pot because he said it was an unmistakable smell of marijuana coming from the food. Now, driver stops and he does that. And he's like, fuck that. He calls the police. So they sent out Officer Lou DiStefano, who got there. Now, he hadn't opened it yet. He got there and he unwrapped the tinfoil covered cylinder. Well, it wasn't a warm tortilla stuffed with barbacoa and carnitas, but it was a big ass baggie of weed, which was over an ounce. Right?
Oh my goodness.
So they said, this wasn't the kind of wrap anyone ordered. This is what the police said on their Instagram post. The burrito is now in evidence and we're cooking up an investigation. They also discovered the stash was a bottle of water and a box of soup.
What?
I don't know. So I guess dude thinks he's picking up hot to go burrito with the meal and the rice or whatever, but it is only some weed and a thing of soup and a bottle of water. So even though New Jersey legalized cannabis or weed in 2021, and people are permitted to possess up to 6 ounces at a time. The sales are only allowed at dispensaries, which have to be licensed by the state, and only up to 1 ounce at a time. And they don't know if this weed was legal or illegal. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was illegal weed.
I would say so.
The great thing, not the great thing, but when they started all these dispensaries and shit, and you know my personal involvement with that on the security side, all it did was make the black market go through the roof.
Right.
They sell more illegal weed now than they ever did because now law-abiding citizens like you and I, if it was legal in Louisiana and we smoke weed, which we don't, but if we went in, we would go in and peruse the shit. It'd kind of be like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
If we go in there trying to find some indica, sativa, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The blend, you know, maybe get some chocolates or whatever.
Yeah.
But that shit, they cost. Their security costs. I know I've designed their security programs. They cost fucking, you know, wherever they're not baristas or whatever, but they, you know, they pay these people well, and it's a cash run business and everything else because the feds, even though it's approved on the state level, banks won't take it most of the time because the feds can come in anytime and stop it.
Yeah.
But that has made the price of illegal weed is cheaper.
Yeah.
And so people that get these scripts, not even this, just the states where it's legal for recreational use, but people that get the scripts, we'll get the script the one time and then get the weed and replace it because cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Right? Law of supply and demand. And where that burrito was, I bet that motherfucker wanted his burrito. You know, when I have to do it, they fuck up my order. I have to get on there and be like, da 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 da. They're like, we'll refund you $2.35. I'm like, bitch, they ain't gonna put sauce on my wings. I mean, what the fuck am I gonna do? Eat some naked wings?
Well, yeah.
I don't like naked wings.
I know you don't.
I like my shit.
You like them juicy.
I like them deep fried with sauce.
Breaded.
Hotter than fuck.
You like them naked and
I like
breaded.
Them. Yeah, I'm mostly breaded.
Yeah.
If I can get them. Most places don't have
them. Don't do that. Yeah.
The original ones don't have it. All right. I'm going to be quiet. Your turn. Hey, y'all. It's fall. My favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365 days returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC.
Well, I'm guessing that's not the first time that business did that. And
I mean, you are guessing because nobody knows.
Well, nobody knows, but if it was the first, I'm glad that Uber driver put it into it, but if it was whatever, I'm glad
that's
the
just
Uber.
Fucking weird, right?
It's very weird. But you did a story about Sonic people delivering drugs and stuff.
Well, dude, the lady opened up her hot dog, went to eat it, and had a package of meth in it.
Was delivered to the wrong car.
No. It wasn't delivered to the wrong car. They had the cook in the kitchen realizing his meth or his cocaine was gone, They got him on camera looking all over for the fucking shit, but he inadvertently dropped it in a hot dog.
How do you do that?
Because you're fucked up.
I guess so.
Right? So, all right, your turn.
Well, speaking of fucked up, excuse my language, because that wasn't very proper, very, very demure.
Yeah.
Mississippi siblings are sentenced in a murder for hire case against their stepfather.
Really?
Yes.
I guess he abused them.
I mean, all
or
I know.
Maybe he had money. I don't know.
Right.
I'm thinking he's dumbass than his brothers. You know what? I just got to say it. Fuck it. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. I think Aggo asked me on the show. The only reason, look, people get abused every fucking day that don't shotgun their parents in half and then go out to the car and get more shotgun shells because your mama's dragging herself across the floor because you didn't kill her. And you know, these bitches are, they were multimillionaires and they did all that shit and everything else. Well, thankfully, there's a new DA in town and he's going to re-look at not letting them out. As a homicide investigator, fuck them.
Yeah.
They kill their parents. All the people that, I would understand. I mean, if he's holding you down with a pistol and is going to kill you and you killed him in the heat of the moment, this shit was planned.
Yes.
And you execute him and you're going to get all the money and all that shit.
Yes.
And we're talking about him all these years later and constantly in use. It's like this P. Diddy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Right.
The charge is fucking ass. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, in my opinion, if they killed their parents, they should have killed their aunts or uncles or cousins. Every single person, every single adult in their life knew about the abuse, kept their cousins from the other side of the house. They knew it was going on. They should have killed them all. If they were going to, they're all culpable.
Right. Well, there's whatever. Abuse is bad. Murdering your parents is the reason you have cops. I mean, if it's happening in the moment, like, and they're holding a knife to your throat while they're raping you and you get to smoke them like a pack of cools, great.
Right.
But you wait and then you blame it on the mafia and you go back and then to the record label and they were like, we'll give you limousine and protection. No, we want two.
To.
Yeah. Right. Go to your store. Fuck them.
Well,
never talk about those douchebags again.
Joshua Bryan, 29, and Reagan Bryan, 30, sought to hire a hitman to murder their stepfather in order to obtain life insurance proceeds.
Okay. There you go.
You called it. So a brother and sister from Mississippi have been sentenced to federal prison for their roles in a murder-for-hire plot involving their stepfather. So they sought to hire a hitman and to get the insurance proceeds. And the Southern District Court of Mississippi said on Tuesday, November 26. So according to the criminal complaint filed in January of 2021, the siblings were listed as beneficiaries for a $6 million.
I was going to say, my next question is how much?
Yes, a $6 million policy following the death of their relative whose full name is redacted in the complaint.
Yeah, $6 million.
That's not enough to, to me, there's not
I'm not killing anybody for any amount of money. But,
no.
There's a lot of motherfuckers that would kill your whole, they take out generations of your family for $6 million.
For six, right, right. So the complaint states that in December 2020, a confidential informant met with Reagan. Who would try? I mean, who are you going to contact someone and think that they're not like? I mean, they actually contacted an informant. Like, what's the likelihood? Like, you're just going to reach out to someone on the dark net? And I don't know. I could just never contact anyone and think that I could trust them. Do you know what I mean? To kill somebody for me.
Yeah.
Like, I would just assume they're all cops.
Motherfuckers get caught.
Yeah.
But some of them don't.
Yeah.
So it does work.
So they met with Reagan in Pearl, Mississippi, where she claimed her stepfather had molested her in the past and wanted him dead. The confidential informant offered to commit the murder, and Reagan said she would take care of him for the rest of his life if he killed the stepfather.
Yeah.
The next day, the confidential informant let the stepfather know about the plot against him. Over the next several months, the informant met with Reagan and Joshua both of whom were heard in recorded conversations discussing the plan to kill their stepfather and how to get away with it.
Love to watch those shows where, and I've watched a lot of them, where people are hiring the hitman. The hitman's an undercover cop. And, I mean, you can't just talk about it. You got to do an act in furtherance, give them some type of money or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, you could talk about it all you want to, but talking about it and doing something to further, like meeting with the hitman and giving them $5,000
yeah.
or whatever. But I love when they got these hidden cameras on these motherfuckers and the cops swamp dunk him.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, oh, we wouldn't do anything. And then no, bitch, if you're trying to kill. Oh, the ones I love even more are when they contact the spouse and they bring in a makeup artist and they make them look like they're dead.
Oh.
And so the hitman says, okay, I did it. And here's the photographs. And I want the rest of my money. That's
yeah.
like really an act of furtherance,
yeah.
right? And then then they rush home. Oh, my husband's been, or my wife's been murdered. Yeah. And the motherfucker's standing there looking at him and like, oh, shit. and then that's when their sugar turned to shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So they got him.
Well, they got him, but this is, Reagan only got sentenced to 65 months in prison.
Oh, that fuck, that's better than nothing.
And Joshua was sentenced to 120 months.
So
120 months for 10 years.
And then 65 is,
I mean, a little
five
over,
and a half, 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, fuck them. They ain't eating Christmas dinner in a couple weeks at home. And they didn't get the $6 million.
Yeah.
I wonder who wrote in as a beneficiary.
The new beneficiary.
I'd like to put up my name now, sir, and I won't kill you. I shouldn't be laughing.
That's
about
not.
It. All right. We're going to do one more. And let me tell y'all, you may not know this about old Woodrow. When I went in the military, I was a big boy.
You were a big boy.
Big boy. Like 275, 280. It worked out my entire life, but I wasn't in that kind of shape. I was like, it was after, you know, right after high school and whatever. I mean, I made it and whatever, but they put me on like the fat boy diet and I was a running road guard. And for those of you who don't know, when you're out doing PT in the morning, they run in formation, singing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
You got two guys that are on the second row of the formation and two guys that are on the back row of the formation. And they have they have a stop sign and a orange suit.
Oh.
And so when your formation is running and jogging and singing and there's a street coming up,
mm-hmm.
you have to sprint past mm-hmm. the formation, stop the traffic,
mm-hmm.
and then sprint all the way back up
to catch up.
Yeah, it was Fat Boy program. I was on the Fat Boy program and I couldn't eat any sweets or whatever. I remember Drill Sergeant Jensen, like I got a hard boiled egg for breakfast and some dry toast and shit. Oh, but look, by the end of basic training, I went from like 280 to 180.
Yeah.
And
muscle.
I was fucking ripped.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, those things happen. And then if you didn't do it, and they had people that didn't do it, that didn't lose the weight, they sent them to like fat boy camp or fat person camp. And because of military figures, they already got X amount of dollars invested in you. They're going to give you another 4 weeks and all you do is PT, physical training. And then once you meet the bare minimum requirements, then they put you back in.
Right.
Right. Well, let's go to a little worldwide crime. Worldwide crime. This might be one of the fucking funniest. I don't know if it's funny. Yeah, this is pretty fucking funny. So let's go to South Korea.
Oh, okay.
All right? And this dude was, they're not giving out his name, all right? And he was in the army. Okay?
Okay.
All right? And he received a suspended prison sentence. You know why? It was for 1 year. They suspended it for 1 year. Oh, they were basically arresting. But you know what he did?
What?
He doubled his daily food intake to avoid military service duties.
What?
Yeah, listen to this. So a man in South Korea has been found guilty of deliberately gaining weight to avoid the country's mandatory military service. So it's one of those, you turn a certain age, you got to put it in the next amount of years.
Yeah.
Because we still got the is a 68-58 parallel and M where they're across from North Korea. Mm-hmm. You know, the no, they kill you fucking zone if you crawl out right through the fence and you're gonna get shot. Anyway, so on Tuesday, November 26th, the Seoul Eastern District Court sentenced the man to 1 year in prison, but they suspended it for 2 years after he's accused of gaining more than 44 pounds. Gosh. So he could be exempt from the tougher military duties, this court and Associated Press. He received a suspended sentence for violating the Military Service Act. And all able-bodied men are required to serve in the military in South Korea for at least 18 months. And this guy was 26 years old, right? So CNN reported, men fit enough to serve time in the Army usually have to do so before they're 28 years old. Mm-hmm. So they give a little leeway, right? You don't have to go at 18. Right. And this dude was like, fuck that. I'm 26. I don't want to go stand that line and run and sing and do all that stupid shit. But so under, under the act, anyone accused of trying to evade their mandatory military service without justifiable cause can be punished by up to 3 years in prison. That's according to the Korea Herald. So a court official told NBC News that the man in question, who hasn't been named, he said he deliberately tried to gain so much weight it would make him ineligible for combat duty. Well, per CNN, they're talking about the November 13th ruling. The man was classified as obese after weighing in at 225 pounds and was ruled out of active duty in June of 2023. Now, 6 years prior, he had been assessed as fit to serve in the combat role following an initial physical exam.
Yeah.
So when you hit 18, they check you out. You can go get it over then, or you wait till you're 28, I guess. So the AP, the Associated Press, report the man weighed 183 pounds back then when he took that initial exam in 2017. And then he then quit his part-time job as a delivery worker and doubled his daily food consumption, right? His weight gain meant he be allowed to serve in a non-combat role at a government agency and commute from home.
Oh,
he had it planned. So he said the defendant consumed high-calorie foods, approximately doubled his meal portions, and refrained from physically demanding jobs such as parcel delivery work, and drank large amounts of water right before measurements to deliberately increase his weight. So basically, he's a fucking couch potato. And this is what the judge said. The man has since expressed his intention to fulfill his military duty sincerely. According to the Korea Herald, a friend of the man has been accused of providing a plan to try and help him gain weight.
Oh my gosh, this fitness trainer.
A reverse fitness trainer. Yeah. So you're not smart enough to figure it out yourself. Mm. So the acquaintance was sentenced to 6 months in prison for aiding and abetting. His sentence was suspended for 2 years. And he denies the accusation by claiming he didn't think his friend would go through with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So the outlet said the court had decided on a relatively lenient punishment due to the pair having no previous criminal convictions, and the defendant said he was sorry for what he did. But it's not clear if the man accused of violating the Military Service Act had begun serving his military duty before he was tried in court. And then prosecutors aren't appealing or anything else.
Do you think the friend should have done time for that?
I think his friend probably fucking ratted him out. They were at the Texas Allen, but I asked him, but like, why are you coming up with a plan now? You know, you want to stay at home, drive in, and have a desk job because you're too fat to stand the wall or whatever. And look, we're not knocking obese people. It is what it is. I get that, but this dude did it on purpose.
No, I know.
He went from 185 pounds. Well, yeah, I'm sure he told the cops, you know what? Threw his friend under the bus. He's a fucking rat, too. And he's fat and a rat. And he was like, told detectives, yeah, well, you know what? My friend gave me the plan.
I know, but that's like saying, well, I watch TV and I saw this murder for hire plot and I used it and they're going
to. How much food do you have to eat to gain 44 pounds? I'm sure they got to have McDonald's and shit over there. You got to eat a lot of fast food, but you quit your job as a delivery driver, so you're burning any calories, but you got to pay for the food.
I can tell you.
Why don't you just go to. Do your time.
Yeah. Respect your country. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that coming on the heels of Thanksgiving and all the good shit we ate, injected a bunch of turkeys, bone mixture, the Louisiana hot sauce. Oh, go check out TikTok. Mm-hmm. We put a couple of TikToks. Got to do a little bit of hunting and all that good shit.
Yep.
Now it's my wife's favorite time of the year.
What's that?
Christmas.
It is.
Well, you don't fucking know what your own favorite time of the year is.
Well, I know what my favorite time is. Well, I love
my house
summer.
Will be so decorated on the side. It's going to be crazy. And it is what it is. Don't put any throw pillows on my shit.
Oh, you're going to have throw pillows.
I don't like throw pillows. I don't like them when it's not Christmas.
It looks like an elf when Buddy goes and decorates the store overnight. Oh, you probably don't remember that.
No.
Yeah. That's what our house, that's the goal of my house.
Oh, it's, we have the decorations. I can assure you, we have buildings full. So anyway, with that, y'all get ready for some Christmas stuff. And we got three more true crime time for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday coming this week. And oh my goodness, Justice for Haley on Fridays, y'all.
Yes.
Go listen to the interviews in this week's episode. Brooks Cleary is in the police station. And Patreon and convicts, you're going to get it first. And one of these interviews with this idiot is 2 hours long. But I'm going to explain it why. And that's before what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But look, they put. Just, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
So the patrons and the convicts will get the full thing. But naturally, we have to cut it down.
Yeah.
And this is before they move them to another interview room because of the Sugar Turner shit.
Right.
But just go see it. And there'll be a lot more photos, some crime scene photos, more interview stuff put up, and a lot more stuff for the patrons and convicts.
Yes.
And y'all go in there. When you go in there, you know you can't share it, but tell other people about it so they get pissed off. And look, Haley's case is on fire.
I mean, yes.
We charted it last week in the top 80 and in the top 150. And I know, I mean, it's a combination of things, naturally,
yes.
But it definitely has to do with Haley, too.
Yes.
And then Scott Peterson, the prosecution has finally rested. We're getting the court side. Oh, the rest of it, oh my God, it's so stupid.
It really is.
The Menendez or the fucking P. Diddy.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. We're out of here.
Go to the community app.
Yep. Real Life, Real Crime community app. Download it for free. If you can't be a patron or a convict or a subscriber, we get it. It's just a lot of, they get our commercial free early releases. And look, y'all. If you're not and you can't be, we get it. But I'm telling you, it's Christmas time. You're going to hear a shit ton of commercials.
Well, and also in the community app, you don't have, I mean, like Woody said, it's free. You communicate, you build, it's like a little Facebook
and games
or of our own.
In the merch store every episode. And guess who sanctions, or what do you call that? Who edits, not just edits. I'm the only motherfucker who would kick you out of there.
Right.
You got to be a real asshole. And yeah, there have been a couple of those.
There have been.
And guess what? Bye-bye, assholes.
Yep.
But anyway, go check it out. There's 30-some thousand people in there now.
He's 33, and it just warmed my heart. I saw one of our, Tommy Thompson, y'all hear us talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
And he asked for people to send, you know, to pray for another one of our members because she was,
family.
Exactly. It's a family. And Tommy is in England.
And lifers are how we are going to get justice for Haley. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Yes.
I'm getting off this fucking microphone.
Tired of bending over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a work in progress in the studio.
Yes.
And love y'all. Catch you tomorrow. I'm Woody Overton, your host.
I'm Cindy Overton, your other host.
We'll holler at you later. Peace.
Peace.
We're going to come up with it, y'all. Peace.